together. What are you seeing out of it that you know looks to you? How does it look to you right now?
I think we've got a lot of guys that would have the opportunity to start on a lot of football teams in this league. And anytime you have that, it creates competition. You're getting the best out of your guys, and you know you're going to have a good unit in front of you.
A little eager to see what it looks like once you get LaVitra and Stu and Roos all back out there together?
Yeah, you know, it's like you said, it's early, and guys are kind of getting back into the mix of going hard back-to-back days and doing the football, getting in football shape. So I think once we get a couple weeks into this and it's everybody's kind of able to participate, it'll be a lot of fun.
As they tailor this offense more toward your liking and your skill set, what are some of the things that you're getting most comfortable with so far?
I think, you know, that we've done a really good job in both the running and the passing game, but for us, I think the passing game, just playing with speed and playing with confidence, and it's made a difference for us, and you know, I think you can see guys really excelling and able to use their skills.
Jake, can you think back to this time last year compared to today, and how much more comfortable you feel in your role?
Yeah, you know, it was all a lot different last year at this time. Competing for a job, not getting nearly as many reps because you're sharing all the time, and so have the opportunity to know that you're the guy going into the year and get those extra reps and be able to see that many more plays from the pocket is a huge difference for me.
Is there an added confidence to that? Or is there
definitely
added pressure?
No, I don't think so. I've told you guys before, I don't think anybody will put more pressure on themselves to have success than I will. So, you know, I don't feel that from anybody besides myself. And I'm just, like I said, I'm excited about having the opportunity to have those real-life reps and get those looks that help you learn and grow.
Jake, talk about working with Dow as your position coach, now as your coordinator.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that since I've been here spent a lot of time with, and I'm very comfortable with him. We have a very good relationship, a really good working relationship, I think. You know, listen to each other, have a good discussion back and forth, and can find, well, good thing we came inside, huh?
Yeah.
Could find middle ground on a lot of things where we both feel comfortable with it.
And now with Ragone there, the position coach, how's that going?
Awesome. You know, he's a guy that played the position just recently, understand what it's like to be in the pocket and what you're seeing at times, and, you know, can coach from that stance, which is nice.
I know this is third OTA for you guys. What's the move been like so far? Is there a difference, you know, this offseason?
I think there's the tempo, the speed is has been very fast. You know, it's been I think the one thing I'd say about the 3 days we've had so far is effort can't be questioned. Offense or defense, guys are playing balls out all the time, and that's fun to be a part of.
And I know you said all along you expect to be turned loose. I mean, you've had no issues all the way through. I mean, you feel like your old self again out there.
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I don't feel like there's they're not holding me back from making any throws. Not doing, like I told you, there's nothing that I don't have any restrictions when I'm out there. There's nothing that they're not allowing me to do, and I feel good everything that I am doing.
So much more important this year is increasing.
I think it's huge. You know, it allows not only us to control the game and control the tempo of the game, but it allows our defense to get rest on the sideline. And I think that the best defenses in the league, you look at them year in and year out, and usually their offense controls time of possession pretty well because it allows them to go out rested every time, and it you know, they're not out there as much. So anytime you can take the ball out of their hands and keep it in ours, it's to our benefit, I believe.
Some of the guys that you've added, like a Sean Green and Delaney Walker, tight end, are those kind of guys that can help get first downs on a regular?
Yeah, if just finding ways to maybe not always make the big play, but consistently move the ball and get 8, 9, 10-yard gains that allow drives to stay alive.
This is really the first opportunity, extended opportunity, because of injuries, because as a rookie you weren't the starter, things like that. That you've had a chance to work with Kenny Britt. How's that rapport coming along, and how's Kenny looking so far?
You know, I think Kenny's doing a good job. He's still, you know, coming back a little bit, but again, playing really, really hard. I think I'm really excited to have the opportunity to be back out there, and you know, I think you guys saw a little bit today. He's explosive. He looks great. He's in great shape, and you know, we expect him just continue to progress and be that kind of special player that he is.
We look at you and some of the weapons you have, and a lot of new faces out there. I mean, you feel like you've got as good a group to work with, you know, since you've been here, you know, even dating back to your rookie year?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of talent, and it's we have a lot of the right pieces, I think. I think the guys that we have fit well together, mesh well together, complement each other well, and that's always a good thing for your offense.
With all the changes and the transition across the season, does it feel like a different team out there?
No, it doesn't feel like a different team. There's some new faces, but it doesn't feel like a different team. No, I think there's a different attitude, that'll continue to evolve, and I think each team every year develops their own identity, and you know, we'll see what ours is when we get a chance to get out there on Sundays.
What about a sense of urgency from the coaching staff? A lot has been made about, Mike Munchak better produce, this is the year, or else. I mean, do you notice a difference in him and other coaches that you deal with?
I think there's emphasis on tempo and effort, and I think that's something that the coaches are – instilling in the guys, and you're seeing it be a product on the field, and so I think that's great.
Jake, based on what you've seen so far, what does it mean to see after what Mark went through last year, to see him back out there and see where he's at right now?
Yeah, as you guys know, Mark's a personal friend of mine, and obviously I think a lot of people really enjoy watching him play or are a fan of his here in the city, and so to have be able to see him come back and be doing so well, recovering so well from a pretty brutal injury. It's encouraging, and you're happy for him. He's a good guy. He works hard, and you know he deserves that opportunity. So I'm happy for him.
Coaches always talk about how much they like this time of year because of the teaching moments and that stuff. Do you get into that too? Do you enjoy the teaching?
I think that's, like I said, the best way you learn is you go out and the old saying, live and learn. So you make mistakes, and then you go in the film room, you can talk about them, correct them, and try not to go out and repeat them again. And I think that's how you develop and grow as a player.
You had a first chance to kind of mesh with all the rookies and new guys. How do you feel the teams kind of, meshing together?
Good. Everybody's in it together and working really hard towards a common goal. And that's what you want.
Is that it?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.